You have just mentioned about your being there in Radha Damodar temple. In the gospel of Ramakrishna Paramahamsa, of course he was a Paramahamsa, it is mentioned that whenever he is to worship Mother Kali, he is to take this cotton and put at the nostrils, and when that will vibrate, then only he will start his puja. So, as a pujari, as a Maharaj and Babaji now, so what means, whether it is exaggerated or it is true, means at that level.
What is it supposed to signify? The vibration of the cotton in the nose, what does it mean? What does it signify?
That means that it is a Chaitanya Murti, means it is breathing like that.
Mother Kali is breathing.
Kali is breathing.
So what's the question?
So, as a pujari,
that's very nice.
As a pujari, from pujari you have become Maharaj.
Everyone's a pujari. One is worshipping. So, we're all worshipping Krishna. So, doing puja.
So, actually, it is not a question, but that is Paramahamsa. Actually, at the gross level, whether it is exaggeration or it is possible, that is what I want to say.
So it means he had personal murti of Kali,
yeah.
And he wanted to make sure she was there.
Yes.
So to confirm empirically the presence of Kali Ma in the murti that Ramakrishna Paramahamsa was worshipping, he would take some cotton and put it under the nose,
yes,
of the archavigraha of Kali,
yes,
and if it moved, it indicated she was exhaling,
yes,
Upavas, whatever it's called, exhaling, and then he understood that she was present there in that murti, and she would be reciprocating with his upasana. So that's very nice. But I guess you're asking me to comment on that. Is that,
yeah,
you're asking me to comment on that? Because what we do, he's doing something, I don't know, I only know from what you're saying, but I'm just commenting whether that's correctly happened or not, I don't know. But just on this idea of having some physical, tangible confirmation,
yeah,
to determine whether Thakurji is present or not, that of course makes sense for someone who's an Advaitin. Because Advaitins, you know, the basis of an Advaitin, or we say Brahmavadi, Mayavadi, whatever, is empiric reasoning. It's Naya and Gyan and Dhyan. So that's one path. So they want some, they need this, they have to have, you know, seeing is believing. But there's another path, the Vaishnava path. And the Vaishnava path is based on Shraddha and Anugraha. Shraddha and Anugraha. Because it's Avaroha Panta. The Advaitin path, the path of Paramahansa, is called Aroha Panta. Aroha means ascending. You do your tapasya, you go in a forest and you fast for 40 days and don't eat or drink any water and practically die, or you go to the cremation ground and sit on a dead body or whatever. Then maybe you get darshan of Kali or Bhutaraj or whoever, and get some type of shakti or power, or what we call self-realization, you could say, divine experience. So these are what we call mechanical systems. And then, but the bhakti system, the whole nature of bhakti is that it depends on kripa. Anugraha means compassion or kripa. So we don't need any cotton, this, that, because we have Shraddha. Shraddha and kripa. And that, and our perfection comes down to us. That's why it's called Avaroha. Avaroha means descending, like avatar, descent. So we simply try to please the infinite as a personality. We please the infinite as a personality by doing the things that pleases him, because he's a person and he has likes and dislikes. So he says he's pleased for one who chants my name and one who remembers me. And even, in fact, he even orders it. Satatam kirtiyanto mam. Itantascha cha jidavrita. He says always chant my name. Then he says Manmarava. He sounds like, who is this? Some kind of egoist. Some kind of, who is this? He says always think of me. I am busy thinking of myself. Why should I think of you? Always think of me. Bow down to me. Respect me. Worship me. So he's really, you know, yeah, worship me. You know, what's the difference between him, God, and everybody else in this world? Everybody else wants low puja pratishta. Everyone else wants to be worshipped, and so God is the same way. So we're pleasing him, and if he's pleased, then he gives his anugraha, which is kripa. Then he reveals himself. Our basis of understanding that I'm in the presence of the Supreme is by our individual spurti. We don't. It's spurti. Spurti is on a level of consciousness. It's beyond the level of indriya. Indriya and man. This is the lower level. This is the level of the jnanis. They're functioning level of indriya and jnana and dhyan, the mind, the meditation, sthita pragya, fixing the mind, intelligence through knowledge and tapasya and yoga, asana. So that's the mechanical system to come to the Brahman. But we're going to the Parabrahman, and it's an emotional system. It's a feeling system, and it's reciprocation. Krishna says, as you love me, I love you. So we depend on spurti. So when a pujari, you're saying before he did puja, so let's compare the Paramahamsa's approach to puja and then the Vaishnava's approach. So the Vaishnava, he's going to worship Shalagram Shila, they say the Vishnu Brahman, the Vaishnava Brahman, etc. Or anyone that can worship Shalagram Shila, Pancharatrika system. So he's going, but Shalagram Shila is considered Sakshat Bhagavan. No pran pratishtha required. So Govardhan Shila or Shalagram Shila or a Murti, because the pran pratishtha, the installation or invoking of the presence of the deity, depends on consciousness. So it's the consciousness of the pujari that brings the deity there. There are many. We sometimes in the puja shastras and whatnot, these archan marg shastras, there are elaborate ceremonies describing pran pratishtha ceremonies, blindfolding the deities, lying the deity and 100 kilos of wheat for 1 week, and then touching with kusa grass, and many, many elaborate pujas and things that can be done, rituals. But the essential thing, the pran is not pran as of this world, but the pran is prem. It's prem pratishta. So pran is a pancha pran. Apan udan, there's all these pranas. But the Thakurji and the Vaishnav, he's actually installing the temple, not by pran, but by prema. Because it's his feeling. He says, if you love Krishna, he'll be there. If you don't love Krishna, he's gone. So it's love, it's prema, that makes Krishna manifest as a spurti. So then love and prema is something you can feel, so you can feel, the bhakta can feel the bhakti. So when the bhakta is in the presence of the Lord, he feels it, and he experiences it in his consciousness, in his mind, and he doesn't require any cotton moving under the nose or any other such thing externally, because he's not, his faith is not based on his indriya, his faith is based on his consciousness. It's a much higher level. He doesn't, because basically what you're saying is Paramahamsa's philosophy is seeing is believing. Seeing is believing. If I see the cotton moving under the nose of the Kali Murti, then I know the Kali's breathing, and she's in front of Kali Ke Samne, and now my puja karenge, karunga. I will do my puja now because I'm in the presence of Kali. So this is the empirical system.
When he became a new pujari, of course, he is also...
Yeah, whatever. I'm just saying, you're citing that example, so I'm just responding to that example. He or someone of that line... Obviously, he's Siddha in his line, whatever. I can't say what his attainment is, but he's famous for being Siddha, saint, or he's one with the Brahman or whatever they say. I don't know exactly. But the idea of what you're saying, this is, let's forget about the name of the individual, but the idea that, because that's the whole idea. If I see it, I believe it. Mm. But the whole principle of spurti and prerna and spurti, inspiration and manifestation within one's heart or mind, this functions on a much higher level, because the senses can be totally closed. Because before Vaishnava does the puja of the murti, whether it's a Shalagram or Govardhan Shila or some murti, Radha and Krishna, Jagannath, Gornitai, whomever, he does the Manasa Puja. So there, in his mind, he invokes the form of the Lord. The Manasa, the deity in the heart is the deity in the mind. Mm-hmm. And the deity in the heart and the mind manifests externally as the Archamurti. Mm-hmm. So when you do Dhyan, when you're meditating, you're seeing the deity of your heart in your mind. So the Pujari, he does Manasik Puja. First he offers so many even more articles than he offers externally. Externally he offers some dal raisin sabji, and that's it. It's lunchtime or whatever, offers to the Lord. But then before he makes the offering, he meditates on the offering. And he offers chapan bhog and so many things he can mentally offer, many types of things. And Shringar, he's going to dress, maybe he has the same Shringar every once a week, he changes. But when he meditates every day before puja, he meditates and all changing Shringar, and all things can be done. It's called Manasi Seva. So then the devotee, the Vaishnava, he experiences the living presence of his Thakurji first in his mind when he does the Manasik Puja. And then when he opens his eyes, he feels he's in the presence of the Lord. This is the basis of this transcendental exchange between the Bhakta and Bhagavan. That's why my teacher has told, and most teachers from this side, if some disciple receives Diksha mantras from his guru, Gopal Mantra Kam Gayatri, then he has the adhikar to install any deities. In other words, you take Diksha and you want to get deities. So usually people think, oh, I want to get my puja authorized by the guru. I'd like my guru to install my deities. He should do the first abhishek and bless my puja. Sometimes people often say this. Just like Srila Prabhupada, they asked him. They say, Srila Prabhupada, when we install deities in Europe and America, you just put the deities in a bowl and poured some Charanamrita and chanted Hare Krishna, and that was that. But he said, here you didn't let us do this installation. You called all these Brahmins from Radharaman or whatever, maybe Radharaman Temple, I think so, or South India, or both. And they, it was 7-10 day elaborate installation they did. So why did you do all this elaboration? The Prabhupada told the seniors at GBC that were with him when they asked, he said, this is so that our temple will be accepted by the local people. Because when in Rome, it was the Romans. This is India, and this is the way deities are installed. If we just did it our Western way, and because when Prabhupada would install deities, sometimes they'd have the deities, and Prabhupada said, "So we have to do abhishek. Do you have some snan patra for the deities, some bathtub?" And the devotees at Detroit and LA, almost everywhere, "Oh no, Prabhupada, we don't have anything that big." I'll say, "Well, bring some kind of bowl from somewhere." So the devotees went in the kitchen, and I got this big stainless steel bowl they used for mixing 150 kilos of flour for 200 making 200 rotis or whatever. And they brought two of those out, one for Radharani, one for Krishna, L.A. Rukmini, all big famous ISKCON temples. And then they said, "Do you have any wooden spoons or some name? I forgot. Shruk and Drava, whatever. There's Shruk and Drava. There's different names for these spoons for the puja and offering the ghee." They say, "So no, Prabhupada." It's okay, go to the kitchen. They went in, what a Didi kitchen came out with these spoons and a bowl for the ghee, and Prabhupada's just pouring the ghee and the swaha, swaha. And then when you do when you make the yajna shala, it's supposed to be a certain design and all these things, and you're supposed to burn arni lakri, arni wood, or a certain kind of wood. So they were in New York City, in Detroit, in Germany. There's no wood anywhere in the middle of the city. So Prabhupada would say, where's the wood? He said, "Well, we didn't know, you didn't tell us." So, "No, we have to have a fire yoga." So they went to the fruit market, and they have all these wooden boxes. In those days, all the fruit came in wooden boxes. So they would get 5 or 10 boxes out of the trash can or whatever, the old wooden boxes, pine wood or some really cheap, crappy wood for shipping fruit. And they brought it and they busted it all up. They put it on the floor in Second Avenue. Swaha, swaha. So this is the ritual. The rituals are not exactly so precise. It wouldn't fly by any kind of standards, especially South Indian puja standards. But the idea, it's above. It's yeyatamam prapadyante. It's the pure devotee, with his love, he invites Krishna, please come here to Melbourne, Australia. I'm bringing you here, Radha and Krishna. And I don't know what these people are going to do with you, you know. That's in Leelamrita, when Prabhupada went to Melbourne. He said, I brought you over here so these people can get purified and serve you, but I don't know what they're going to do with you. Please forgive me. I hope they somehow take care of you. And so Prabhupada was risking his relationship with Krishna to install deities with all the monkeys and animals around the world, but somehow it came out all right by Prabhupada's will. And all the deities are, you know, beautifully worshipped and lovingly cared for, even today. So this is our confirmation that Krishna is there, is that we know. Either you know or you don't know. Like, can you know whether he's in love with her or not? You can't measure. And that's very real for him. That experience of love for the wife is very, very real for the husband. But it's intangible and immeasurable, basically. So, but it's real, and you say, no, you don't love your wife. How do you know? It's your treasure, it's your wealth, and it's your spurti. Mm-hmm. So the same thing, a bhakta, Krishna bhakta, his treasure, his wealth, his spurti, is his love and attachment for Krishna. So you sit there and you're with your Thakurji, and then someone's there. You think Krishna's there in that rock? You say, yeah, I feel him. He's there, I'm seeing. He's there, I feel. I don't feel anything. Okay. So, you know, you're a Gnostic and I'm an Astic. Astic, Astikyam. Astikyam means religious person. And Gnostic means no Astic. It means an atheist. So this is the path, the Avaroha Panda. It descends. We worship Krishna, he manifests in our heart and mind.